Flashback, Biden in 2020 criticized Trump for soldiers being injured in Iraq by Iran. By Christina Wong on January 28, 2024. With the news of three American soldiers killed and at least 25 injured in Jordan on Sunday, President Joe Biden now finds himself in a worse position than the one he criticized his predecessor, former President Donald Trump, for in 2020. As the then former vice president was campaigning against Trump in January 2020, he criticized Trump for U.S. troops in Iraq suffering traumatic brain injuries caused by an Iranian missile attack and dismissing the injuries as minor. Related video, Demsen. Murphy, we should remove some troops to avoid having large number of Americans killed by Iran proxies. No, they just have headaches, Biden said, paraphrasing Trump before adding unintelligibly. Basically what my words not his basic ones just grow up. They're just all headaches. However, under Biden, as of Christmas Day 2023, there were at least 66 U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria who had been injured by Iran-backed attacks, including at least one critically injured and at least 19 who were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries. The Pentagon has dismissed those injuries as minor. Now, three American troops are dead under Biden's watch, with more than two dozen injured. U.S. Central Command has not clarified the extent of those injuries. Related video, CNN's Lieberman. Deterrence failed, we have conflict with Iran proxies Biden tried to avoid. A surge of attacks from Iran-backed proxy forces began in mid-October, after Hamas, who is also backed by Iran, launched a terrorist attack in southern Israel on October 7, killing more than 1,200. Many of them innocent civilians. There have been more than 150 Iran-backed attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since then. The attacks on Sunday took place at a military base on the border of Jordan and Syria. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.